One thing we can comprehend is some special announcements. Samsung have done those. Tell us a little bit about the Galaxy S22 lineup.
There's going to be three phones, and they'll all be released on March the 4th. You can pre-order them now from your telco, and if you do pre-order them from your telco or Samsung, there are lots of bonuses to be had in there as well. There's free headsets. I think the most you can make is probably $300. There's also some deals with telcos on the plans as well. But three devices as well. The 6.1 Galaxy S22 is the smallest. 6.1 inch. It's got a screen on there. 6.1 inch. It's the smallest of the lineup. The largest is the Galaxy S22 Ultra. That's a 6.8 inch screen on there. It's absolutely enormous. That one does come with a stylus as well. Powerful processors inside them, up to 12 gig of RAM. But everybody wants to know about the cameras on all of these as well. That's all it is. The Ultra has a four camera array, including a 108 megapixel wide angle lens, 12 megapixel ultra wide angle lens, two 10 megapixel telephoto lenses, one with a 3x optical zoom, one with a 10x optical zoom. The two Galaxy S22s, the smaller ones on there, have only got three cameras on the back. Got three cameras, four cameras, who needs them, Lee? You're buying a camera, people, that takes photos. That really, you're buying a camera that makes phone calls. That's what you're buying. It really is now.
Yeah, there's a fair bit to unpack there, but that's the crux of it all, isn't it?
Camera that makes phone calls. You really are as well. And look, they're the premium phones that Samsung released during the year. These are the number one phones out there as well. They also announced some new tablets as well, including a huge 14.6 screen one. Absolutely huge tablet. I think it's probably just a bit too big. Everything gets released March the 4th.
TV size, isn't it, really, when it comes
we're getting that way. Go back to the 60s, they would have said, yep, that's a TV.
That's right. Now, there was a problem with Zoom. That's been fixed.
Shows the importance of always doing your updates on there. If you're on Zoom, Windows or Mac, make sure you always check for updates on there as well. So many people are still using Zoom out there. They actually released an update to it because the microphone was not being disabled after ending a conference. That means the people on the other end could hear what you were saying. Not a great feature, is it, Lee?
No, terrible feature, really.
Terrible, especially if that person on the other end didn't like you at all.
Mm.
Just remember, if you've got an Apple computer, there is an orange dot on the bar menu, and that orange dot appears if you're using it on an iPhone as well, to show that the microphone is still on there as well. So Zoom have fixed this. They confirmed there was a bug on there that was leaving the call on. But you know what? Make sure you always do your updates.
And if you listen to company reps, I suppose the latest version of the app no longer has that problem, they're going to say.
Exactly right.
Yeah. What about Samsung's new software upgrade policy compared to, say, Apple and Google?
They announced this when they announced the phones as well. So starting this year, select Galaxy smartphones, tablets and smartwatches will be eligible to receive up to 4 years of operating system updates and 5 years of security updates. That's a really good thing. I think now it used to be 2 years, then they went to three, now they're at to four, because that's what keeps you secure out there. Now, when Google unveiled the Pixel 6 series of phones just months ago, announced a five-year update, which is really good as well. But for five years for them, it's security patches, not operating system updates as well. The gold standard really is Apple when it comes to this. The average iPhone receives up to 6 years worth of operating system updates. They already receive the software updates automatically with the through the App Store as well. So, you know, it really is the gold standard. Give you some idea, the iPhone 6S released in 2015 can still be updated today to the 2022 software.